KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Money for 2,000 more Border Patrol officers has been signed into law. It's in the bipartisan money bill to keep a bunch of federal government departments running, signed today by President Biden. ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
Some in the president's own party voting against it. Senator Bernie Sanders, for example, disagreeing with additional military aid being sent to Israel right now.
Some Russian officials, including President Putin, claiming without evidence that yesterday's deadly terrorist attack in a Moscow concert hall was carried out by gunmen who then tried to escape to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky saying it's obvious that Putin and others are just trying to find somebody else to blame. Frustration over the Gaza war. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv.
The UN acknowledging it has struggled to distribute aid once it's in Gaza due to Israeli red tape, lawlessness in Gaza, and bombed out roads.
Tonight's Powerball pot is up to around $750 million. This is ABC News. Announcing a national center to train school employees about red flag laws to reduce gun violence, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Training those professionals with the information that we actually have that helps people to see the signs and then communicate them by obligation and by responsibility so that we can avoid predictable tragedies.
Facing a felony stowaway charge, a man who boarded a flight at Los Angeles International Airport, ABC's Zorin Shah.
According to the felony complaint, Wyclef Florizard taking photos of passengers' phones and or boarding passes while they were not looking. According to the complaint, using his phone as a boarding pass to get on the flight to Austin, Texas. A flight attendant noticed that there were no seats available on the plane and approached him to assist. The plane returning to the gate where Florizard was met by law enforcement officers. According to the complaint, Florizard admitted he had made a mistake and was only trying to get home.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Maxing Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. And welcome to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Also, Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Rocker. Are we good? Are we happy?
We got a lot of things going on tonight, Jimmy. We have a 10-piece band right here in the lair. So,
well, let me just ask: is everything? Are we connected? And we had some.
I believe so.
I can hear. You can hear.
I believe so.
Okay.
We're testing this rocket ship.
You're right. It's very busy in here. Lots of wires. Lots of microphones. Lots of people.
Well, let's tell them what's going on, Rocker.
Jimmy, when your toes are tapping, your body is moving, and the groove has you in the mood to dance, you will find Linda and the Zeros Formed in 2016 with the sole intent of finding a common thread in the connection of music to audiences, the Zeros are based on a unique blend of soul, Motown, and funk, uncovering the new and the classic grooves in each song. Here to perform live in the lair for us tonight is singer Linda and her nine-piece backing band, the Zeros. Linda and the Zeros, yeah. Welcome to the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Really talking to that microphone. And so the Zeros open up for iconic Three Dog Night. Tell us something unique that you learned that night.
Oh, unique could be right out of the gate. For instance, the tech crew just carried everything in for us, you know, and set it right on the stage when we needed it.
So, the important things in life.
Yeah, that's right. And then the monitor mix was good to go first thing. So that was pretty wild. But the whole arena, I remember sitting behind my kit and looking out at the empty seats while we were doing our sound check. And I thought, wow, this is going to be full. It's pretty cool. So you get a real good vibe for older buildings like that.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, there are 10 musicians performing in the studio tonight. This is a big band formed here in Madison in 2016. Tell me how this band came together and why.
We had taken a little break from music for a little while, and Greg, who is our drummer and manager, does pretty much everything for the band and also happens to be my husband, wanted to get back into music, and I kind of had a couple rules about that. I said, one, I wasn't going to play any instruments. I wanted to front the band completely, and my name had to be in the name of the band, so... That's how that piece
that was
came
the requirement.
To be. Now the rest of the guys being added one by one was kind of firm, consistent pressure from me to keep adding instrumentation. The horns are just an essential piece of the feeling that we were trying to emote. So it just over time turned into a total of 10.
I love the fact that you came into it with that particular mission. I want to be the front person. I want my name in the band. You went into this knowing what you wanted to do, it sounded like.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that. I think it's easier for people to latch on to a group if you kind of have something. Well, you just have that that name and that representation. So you just kind of go, okay, yep, that's Linda and the Zeros. I know who that is. And I think that's how we can be remembered. So.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of reasons because I'm sure the music's going to be memorable also. I can't wait to hear it. So we're going to hear everybody's names later on. Everybody's going to get some love. But can you tell us a little bit specifically about the instrumentation that we're going to hear tonight?
Sure. So our rhythm section consists of lead guitar, bass, keys, and drums. So that forms kind of like the nucleus of the groove itself. We kind of set the tone. And then we have the frosting on the cake with the horns with four of them. And each one of them play a different type of horn, whether it's brass or saxophone. And the timbres of those mix really well and accentuate it. And then with the fabulous lead singing we have, we also have a fabulous backup singer, too. So we have those two female voices that can do the harmony splits that only two women can do like that. So all of those pieces together form that full sound that we like to project.
Can you ever have too many horns? No. No, you can't. You got to have more horns, right?
I think the answer is no.
Yeah.
I mean, we have so many people here, and the horn section is, you know, they're actually in the next room. Over. We're taking
the lounge.
You guys are taking up two rooms. This is fantastic.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called He Said, She Said. Whew, is this a battle of the sexes? A replay?
You know, it's kind of more of a commentary, I think, on what's going on, would you say, in media and politics and everything. So He Said, She Said is just kind of more of what's a reliable source of information. There's someone saying this, someone saying that. Yeah. So that's kind of
all
what
right.
It's about.
Well, if you're a fan of Linda and the Zeros, if you've always wanted to ask the band a question, you could do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text in the Civic Media app. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group, Linda and the Zeros are live in the lair. Civic Media, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Greg, you lost your headphones, man. I don't know how you kept up with the drums there. That was crazy. That was awesome.
Well, I think we got it fixed. We had to go through a little bit of a sound check, I guess, while we were live. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces to this one tonight, but I think we got it kind of figured out here.
That sounds good. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY-ROCKER. If you want to call or text the band and ask them a question, love to have you.
Greg, you are the drummer, and Linda, you're the singer, but in your day relationships, you are a married couple. Let's get the elephant in the room. Who gives directions to the gig in the car?
That would be me. Linda is a wonderful co-pilot, but she tends to fall asleep pretty quickly.
And that's the truth. He's absolutely telling the truth.
Well, that's a compliment. That means you're comfortable enough to actually fall asleep.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he does a good job. So,
yeah. Linda, how did you get started in music? What's your backstory?
Oh, my backstory is just growing up with a father who was always playing his reel-to-reel and then and his albums and everything, every type of music. And he would take, he wasn't your typical father knows best kind of daddy. He said if he was going out rolling, he would take you with him. And rolling meant stopping at country bars and then having you sing. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So wow.
A lot of fun.
Wow. And what age were you doing that?
Oh, probably.
What age were you rolling?
Were we rolling? I'd be in the car probably starting around age 6 or 7. Yeah. So dad would take you around. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is so crazy. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Linda and the Zeros. The next song you have for us tonight is called Free Me. And we are in the middle of Women's History Month. Tell me about this song of women's empowerment.
Yeah. Oh, you know, the words say everything. So I hate to paraphrase, but however, yeah, kind of the idea that we're working hard as women. We're trying to gain a foothold and hold on to it and watch us fly as we do it. And you know what? We're going to bring everybody along with us. So no worries. No worries anywhere.
Wow. It's great.
Definitely a great message. Let's hear some more music. You're live in the lair here on Civic Media. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night with Linda and the Zeros.
Got you, babe. And it's funny how to follow me. If I lose you in my jet stream, well, then you only gotta raise your eyes and see me fly. Don't tell me that I won't, I can't. Don't tell me that I'm not, I am. Don't tell me that my master plan. Don't tell me that I won't. And if there's something I will say to you, is that there's nothing that you can do.
Linda and the Zeros dancing on the radio tonight. Max Inc. on Civic Media, live and later presented by the Aaron Weber Group Rocker.
Oh, man, that was great. That was very anthem-y. It was just so, like, the chorus, where you're like, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to think. Don't tell me how to feel. And I felt that. And, like, by the third time, I was singing along. And I'm like, don't sing out loud. It's not your show. But I think that, you know, any time that you can get some kind of, like a statement, like, you kind of, like, wrapped up how I think a lot of women feel. And I would love to see that song everywhere. So love
yeah,
it. Thank
us
you.
Too.
Well, let's give the drummer some. Greg Burt, how did you get involved in music and what is your backstory?
The backstory is my mother. My mother was a organist for the church, and we always had a piano playing in the house, and she was very open to different styles of music. When she passed, her library music was actually quite astounding. And so I had this environment of not only her playing music all the time, but I had older brothers and sisters that were buying 45s back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so the formative Beach Boys, Beatles experiences, the Kinks, and all those kind of things came in. And then I took drum lessons, piano lessons, taught myself guitar.
Which came first?
Drums.
Okay.
Drums. Because we couldn't buy a trumpet. And
but mom had pots.
And so then I took piano lessons to learn more formal training and taught myself guitar after that.
The formal training that you had on the piano, does that really tie in with what you're doing on the drums?
That's a really good question. Sometimes in original music it does. As a drummer, I listen to all the different instruments to see what I can pick up on in my own playing, because accents just don't have to be the bass guitar. I mean, it's great, but there are little things that happen with the other instruments that are really cool.
The bass guitarist is over here going, what?
So, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Bass player, do you want to say something to rebut that? Or
I'll email him later.
He'll email him later.
Okay. He'll have his chance. He has a question coming up. The horn section is the lounge. They're in the lounge tonight, and they can't speak for themselves. Greg, tell us about the members of your horn section and the other skill that each one possesses.
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So we start with Michael Brueger on the trumpet. Michael is part of the harmony of the band also, with infectious smiles and good attitudes. And he brings the skill set of bringing that high register and that attack that a trumpet can do to our overall mix. So he can really punch a nice solo when a solo is needed in that kind of timbre, and then help orchestrate the layered approach to the horn sectional. And Jonah Rademacher is right next to him. He is our trombonist. There's another word for that I've forgotten. Sackbut. And so Jonah brings that lower timbre in the brass to it, and also is very funny, has a great sense of humor.
And has an unbelievable mustache.
He does. Yes, he does. And he doesn't...
It needs its own room.
He doesn't act at all like he looks, which is totally a radio statement right there. So he took theory when he was in college. I think he had a minor in music, if I remember right, or something like that. So his skills are quite good. Then we have John Carey on the saxophone, which could be a mix of different saxophones. He has the alto and the tenor tonight. And John is a very good soloist, has good inflection on how he works his instrument. So he's able to add punch as well as a legato smoothness to his rolling saxophone sounds. And then last, we have Chad Ovchek, who is our Barry sax player and also our conga player. So he serves two roles. And, of course, the Barry has the punch. It's the woof of the horn section.
Yeah.
And we like a lot of woof. Yeah. So that's it. The four of them together with all the different instruments make for a cool horn section.
It's a killer horn section. I got to give a comment out to Chad on a personal experience. He's a pet sitter for Hotel K. And he's one of the best pet sitters in Madison, too. So freebellyrubs.com. Get the shameless self-promotion in there, Rocker.
Yeah, well, he's a pretty good drummer, too. And we're going to hear from him later. But right now, let's get back to live music in the lair with Linda and the Zeros, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called What You Want. Is this an election year song about politicians?
God, I hope not. No, it's not. You know, what you want from me. So the song speaks to more of, you know, what society demands on us, and also in kind of the biting and negative ways that, you know, are you taking a piece of me? That kind of thing where it's how much of me do I have to give to this when maybe necessarily it doesn't have to be that way?
Sounds like a great story and a great song coming up is Linda and the Zeros. They are live in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. 844-967-2789 if you want to call a question. It's Linda and the Zeros live in the lair.
Search my sky for an answer. I ask my God to help me find a way. I can't ignore the way I'm feeling. This bitter pill has got the best of me. I'm lost in this world. I know how I feel. It's not in my mind, cause I know how I feel. The truth I believe can only set you free. Lies in disguise, who you pretend to be. Oh, the peace. Is that so strange? You speak the words, but things don't seem to change. No, a long time coming is my only win. I can't believe we're still fighting for this. You've got the power to set me free. You've got the answer, so what do you want from me? I reached my limit, done all that I could. I ain't done nothing more, so what do you want from me? Tell me what you want. What you want from me? Tell me what you want. What do you want from me? Tell me what you want. What you want from me? Tell me what you want. What do you want from me? I've been down on my knees, praying for peace. Help me somebody to find some relief. I'm not alone, won't be held back by fear. They put us down, but we're still standing here. Your talk is oh so pretend, but without a change, they're only hollow words to a kid from the inner city. With a hopeful voice, he's waiting to be heard. Love, peace, and happiness, is that so wrong? You speak, but change don't ever seem to come. I've reached my limit, we fight this fight. The dream we're reaching for is still inside. You've got the power to set me free. You've got the answer, so what do you want from me? Done all that I could. I ain't done nothing wrong. So what do you want from me? Tell me what you want. What you want from me? Tell me what you want. What do you want from me? Tell me what you want. What you want from me? Tell me what you want. What do you want from me? Thank you.
Linda and the Zeros live in the lair. That was outstanding. Everybody was moving around, dancing around in the studio. Let's take a 2-minute break. We're going to take care of some business here. You're live in the lair on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sud Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hope your Saturday night is going well. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, part 2 of Live in the Lair with Linda and the Zeros. Let me just tell you, too, coming up at 10 o'clock tonight is Max Inc. Heavy Conniption will join M-Shell in studio. I also want to give a shout out to Jeff from Green Delivery Service for helping us out tonight with the sound. Legal hemp flower, hemp products, edibles, smoking accessories delivered right to your door. Green Delivery Service here in Dane County. Order online at greendeliveryservice.company.site.
Okay, Jimmy, we're back with Linda and the Zeros live in the lair. Vocalist Deanna Hayes, you have big band experience and you're rocking it tonight. How did you get started in music? What is your backstory?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. You know, it's funny. I've known Linda for over a year now. I consider us friends. And I don't know that I've ever heard her backstory because, well, she was busy singing in bars. I was busy singing in church. So we met many, many years later, which is great. So, yeah, so I started in church. I feel like that's a story for a lot of people. You start in choirs. You start in that kind of area. And then all through high school and college, all the musical theater and all the vocal jazz and all that kind of stuff was really important to me, and I loved it. And then I kind of got away from it. And then in my young adult years, and more recently, was like, when was I my most happy? What really sparks my passion? And it's music. And so I got connected with these ridiculously talented people, and I feel really lucky to be able to be with them and be here tonight.
You're always a singer?
Yes. Yes, I play a little bit of piano. I can get by. I can fake it. But singing is, that's where my heart is.
Talk about or tell us about that crossover or the experience that you gained in church, singing gospel and the vocals there. What is that experience? What did that bring to where you are now with Linda and the Zeros?
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of four-part stuff in church, because a lot of hymns are designed to be four-part harmony. So I think that's really where I got an ear for harmony, which allows me, hopefully, to hear it pretty quickly and find a spot to be able to add something that hopefully gives a song a little more luster, a little more fullness. And so I think that's probably where I got developed an ear for it. So I'm really grateful.
And you said your parents got you into all this, into church, right?
Yeah.
But did they play as well, or were they instrumentless?
They're both singers. My dad has an amazing baritone voice. My mom has a great alto voice. She played piano. So yeah, I do come from a musical family.
Fantastic. So your next show is coming up March 30th at the Red Rooster here in Madison. And then April 7th, you're at the High Noon for the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, which we're very excited about, along with Latin salsa funk band Absolute Lover. Doors open at noon. The show is done by 4. People are loving that. Sunday afternoon shows. So are you ready to give up late night shows on Saturday night for the Sunday gigs?
Oh, we'll do it all. Late, early, Sunday, Monday, Friday. You call us. We'll be there. We're ready to rock.
Wow. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Linda and the Zeros, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Too Hot. Is this another day in the life?
Actually, it is.
It is. I got it right.
Greg came up with this great song that he wrote, and I was pondering on things on one of my commutes between Milwaukee and Madison and started thinking about my parents. And so it's loosely based on experiences from them. Too hot is an expression for a lot of different things, and maybe even stolen merchandise. So there you go.
Too Hot is actually one of the first songs you sent us to play on Max Inc. Radio.
Yes.
And I love it. It's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, thank you.
In the playlist. Can't wait to hear it live right now. You're live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Once again, you want to call and ask Linda a question, she'll be happy to ask or to tell you the answer. 844-967-2789. It's live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
One, two, three, four.
It's getting hot up in the kitchen. There's one for me and two for you. Neighbors come around. It felt just like Christmas morning. He said he found it in a car. I didn't care, I just got on and started riding. It's too hot, oh, let me tell you all. Too hot, better watch yourself. We'll be right back.
Linda the Zeros, live hot. In the lair, too hot. Hey, the Ryo reference. What happened in Ryo there? Is that Ryo, Wisconsin? Nope.
Ryo, Wisconsin?
Yeah, the Ryo reference in Too Hot.
Yeah, the Ryo reference. Yeah, it is Ryo, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
After my father had passed, there was a shoebox full of car titles. And he didn't necessarily, I didn't know who those cars, yeah, I didn't know where they belonged or whose cars they were and kind of thing. So,
okay.
Yeah, there's a place in Ryo that I think cars are auctioned, and we went that way to try to figure out that conundrum.
It's just a great little town, like 500 people. But, you know, Maybash happens there in Memorial Day weekend, too. And, of course, Johnson's Meat Market, the best selection of bacon everywhere, anywhere. I digress, Rocker.
Yeah, but you're talking about bacon, so it's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Jimmy, the bass player never gets any. So let's give the bassist some.
Wait a minute.
Joe, the bass player, the new guy, good with all the tools except for handsaws. What is your backstory? How did you get involved with music?
I shot a man just to watch him die.
Oh, dear.
That's one route.
Yeah.
No, I started real early. It's a tragic story, but, you know, it is what it is. I lost my parents very young, so I was raised by my brother-in-law and sister who were hippies. Mm-hmm. And this was back in 1971. And I wanted a drum set, and they said my IQ was too high. We had a small apartment.
Hey. He's sitting right there.
We had a very small apartment in Brooklyn, so I couldn't get a drum set, but I got a bass.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was sort of like a drum set. It's in the same same family as the
drum. A drum set with
the
strings.
Rhythm section.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, that's what happened. And I got a bass, and it was the early 70s, and bass was, you know, a happening instrument back then.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you something about bass is the drummer tells you when to dance, but the bass player tells you how to dance.
Amen. That's right.
So your parents didn't have a role in this because it was your big brother. So, and then how did you get into this band?
I lost a bet. No, I got into this band. I actually, a friend of mine was the bass player in Three Dog Night, so he invited my wife and I to go see them.
Really?
Yeah, and then they opened, and I was like, wow, man, I would love to play with this band. They're really great.
Wow.
And they called me, you know, I touched bass with them, and Greg called me to play, I think it was the Italian Festival, and then, like, COVID happened.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Which I blame Greg for. And then we kept in touch, and I subbed for them once or twice, and they offered me the gig.
You're like the comedian clown of the band, aren't you?
Yeah.
He
claims it right away.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism.
That's
really
an important job. It's got to keep everybody smiling and stuff.
That's it.
Or break the tension, whatever happens.
Oh, well, now that the bassist has finally gotten some, let's get back to live music in the lair with Linda and the Zeros, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us tonight, it's called Time. Is this a song about me writing interviews on Saturday afternoons?
This is a song about being in love and wanting to be close to someone and never feeling like there's enough time together. Boom, they're gone. Blink of an eye, you don't have enough time.
That's like real life.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
The things we enjoy, we're always wishing more time. Yeah, so that's what it's about.
So value that script writing time on Saturday afternoons, Rocker.
That's right. Rocker.
You're live in the lair. Linda and the Zero, they're just making us dance on a Saturday night. 844-967-2789. It's Linda and the Zeros.
Into the night, stole away my precious time with you. Oh, and then it ran away. And you've got to walk into time or lose your step. Like a dance that's interrupted. Oh, I feel my patience slip away. But when I need you most, I'm out of time. Baby, come on. Can you feel my heart beating? Ooh, can you feel my hands moving? Oh, I said change from the fast into the good. 50 cents gives you $1 worth. Oh,
you're gone in the blink of an eye.
Sync Radio and Civic Media, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. 844-967-2789. If you want to call or text, do that through the Civic Media app. We got a couple of texts here. Catherine from 773 on WMDX texted, sounds great. Linda DeZero, sound great. Dancing on the radio. Thanks for the text. Also, a question for you from, I'm not sure where this texter is from. What are a couple of your favorite venues to play? Parks included. And Linda, why don't you want to play instruments?
Favorite venues. You know, I got to say, why don't I want to play instruments? It isn't that I don't enjoy playing instruments, but it's that I feel like when I am dancing as singing, I need to move and dance. When I was behind a keyboard, it felt it impeded my movement. And I just didn't want anything. Yeah. I didn't want to be encumbered by anything. So that was really what it was about. Cause I can't sit still when music's playing.
And that question is from, Shelley, a friend of yours, I guess.
Oh, Shelley. Hey, Shelley.
Thanks for listening tonight, Shelley.
Yeah, well, she can't even stand still singing in the studio here.
Right. Exactly. Right?
It's not even just like a live performance, I'll tell you. Chad O, Barry Sachs, congas, drummer. We've known you all these years as a drummer for Uncle Eddie, Helifant, Brainerd. I mean, I could go on and on. But now you're Barry Sachs. How and when did you start playing Barry Sachs?
I started in high school. You know, it wasn't an option in elementary or middle school. And then I got to high school, and there were just so many alto saxes, which is what I played. And there was only one Barry sax player and one unplayed baritone saxophone. So my band instructor asked if I'd be interested, and I was like, well, maybe. Who's the other guy? And it was my buddy, Nate, who to this day I'm still in bands with. He's a killer bass player. So, so I jumped on the other Barry Sachs, and it was a great change, and it also really helped me bond with Nate, who was the bass player of Uncle Eddie, and we've been in other bands together, and we still play in bands together, so I think it was the right choice.
Now, was Barry Sax, or was saxophone then your first instrument, or drums? Because, I mean, I met you as a drummer, right?
That's right. I did start on the sax in middle school, but when I turned about 19 or 20 and I started playing in bands, the sax took a backseat to the drums.
Because
really? It was just way cooler, way more fun. I was in the band circles. There were no sax players hanging out. So it was more fun to just hang out with all the other drummers and the other bass players.
Now, did you take lessons at 19 to learn drums for the first time? Or
nope. I taught myself.
Wow.
Yeah, learned by ear. It was one of those things that, you know, a lot of people say you either have it or you don't. And
right.
I sat down on a kit and I was lucky enough that I had it.
Wow.
My neighbor played drums in a cover band and I sat down on his kit. Next thing you know, I was playing Guns N' Roses. The rest is history.
And he's like, oh no, what door have I opened here?
Now, what brought you back then to Barry Sax?
During COVID, I was actually dealing with an elbow injury. So I had to stop drumming for a couple of years and decided to go ahead and jump back into the saxophone. I had a friend who worked at Ward Brat who hooked me up with a great deal on a baritone. So I decided to go that route. Played in a couple bands. Linda and Greg saw me perform with a Blues Brothers tribute. Approached me as well as Jonah after the gig. And next thing you know, here I am.
Wow.
It's a great story, Chad. Good to see you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
We got one more song here for the Linda Nazeros, right, Rocker?
Well, we do, Jimmy. But before that, I actually wanted to talk about some more shows that are coming up from you guys this summer. Linda and the Zeros are performing later this summer at High Noon Saloon on June 14th, Memorial Union Terrace on July 19th, and headlining Arts on the Square in Waupaca on the 17th of August. How can we keep up with Linda and the Zeros online?
Linda and the Zeros have an Instagram page, and we also are on Facebook. And Linda, is it Linda.Zeros, Greg? I have to look for him to shake his head.
Linda Zeros.
Oh, it's LindaZeros.com. We have a website.
And that's L-Y-N-D-A.
Yep, so spell it with a Y. You'll find it, no problem. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Linda and the Zeros, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. You have one more song for us tonight. It's called Talkin' Loud. Will this song raise the consciousness of mankind?
We hope so. It definitely, that is a lyric in the song, and I have to say that it's kind of a call and a nod to the wonderful young next generation, the great thinkers and people involved that are doing a lot of hard work to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. Let's get into it. We've got about 4 minutes before the hard break at the top of the hour for news. Maxine Kevy's coming up after 10 o'clock. Interview with Conniption with M. Shell. You're live in the lair on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Thank you.
amazing. Thank you so much, Linda. We appreciate you. Great band. Wow. I'm speechless, rocker.
It's from all that dancing, Jimmy.
Yeah, all the dancing. Maxine Kevy's coming up. Interview with Conniption with M. Shell. You're listening to Max Inc. on Saturday night. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripescast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dudad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.